very much.
It is a great honor and a great pleasure for me to be here today. We are in the middle of the day of Sefirah, preparing for Matan Torah, and there is not better topic than talking about financials. I'm going to explain why. Rabbi Akiva, which we all learning his Torah today, Rabbi Akiva says in Pirkei Avot, "Habivin Israel, shenikreu banim lamakom." Chiba yeterah nodat lahem shenikreu banim lamakom shenemar banim atem laHashem Elohechem. It means it is a special favor to Am Israel that they are called banim, the children, the sons of Hashem. And then Rabbi Akiva is continuing. Chavivin Israel shenitan lahem keli chemda. Chiba yeterah nodat lahem shenitan lahem keli chemda. Shenemar keli kachtov natati lachem torati atanzor. It means Am Israel is a special favor, again, that Hashem gave us the Torah. So two special important favorites in Hashem's eyes, Am Israel, are considered. He is considered the favorites of Hashem for two reasons. First, that we call the sons of Hashem, Banim Atem LaHashem. And second, that Hashem gave us the Torah. That's the second reason. What's the connection between the two? Called Banim, we are the sons of Hashem, and Hashem gave us the Torah. How are these two things related? Why did they attach to each other in the Mishnah? Everyone knows the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Daf Pehet. Gemara over there explains when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to accept the Torah from Hashem, he had an argument with the angels, with the Malachim. The Malachim told Hashem, "Ma yilud isha benenu?" What's a human being doing here? "Asher tenahu techa ad ha-shamayim." Give us the Torah. The angels wanted the Torah from Hashem. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, please answer them. Answer the angels. And Moshe at the beginning was afraid to argue with angels. They made out of fire. Moshe is a human being. Let's go argue with the angels now. So Hashem said, "Echos bekiseh chevodi, hold my glory chair, and I'll protect you." Give them an answer. What was the argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and Malachi Asharit? There is an interesting halakha, and here we're getting into financials. There is an interesting halakha in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Ayin He. The halakha talks over there about a person who wants to purchase a field. And the neighbor of the seller is interested also to purchase the same field. The first buyer is from far away, and the second buyer is nearby, he's a neighbor. They actually, the two fields attach to each other. This halakha called the halakha of Bar Matzva. Bar Matzva. The Ben HaMetzah, the one who's right by the border, who wants to buy the next property. And the question is, who is the seller? What's the obligation of the seller to sell it to? The first approacher, the one who was approaching the first one, or the neighbor who's right by his border? And the halacha tells us that Bar Matzva comes first. The neighbor comes first. And why is that? The pasuk says, "Ve'asita hayashar ve'hatov." Do what's honest and what's good. Honest and good is to make it easier for the neighbor. He's now going to have a large field. He's going to have two fields connected, which is one large field, as opposed to the other one who's going to have two fields in two different locations. So do what's good and what's honest and sell the field to the neighbor, don't sell it to the first buyer. Of course, we're talking about that a business deal has the same conditions. Both are paying the same money, same way, same value. Then he has to choose the Bar Matzva. So Malachi HaSharet, the angels, tells Hashem Yitbarach, "You're about to give the Torah. And we are Bar Matzva." The Torah is spiritual, and the angels are spiritual. So we are closer to the Torah. We're neighbors with the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes from earth. He's a human being. He's coming from far away to buy the same product. So we're supposed to be first. Give us the Torah. What was the answer of Moshe Rabbeinu? There is an interesting shach over there. Siman Kuf Ayin He. Sif Katan Lamed. Shach says, what if the two buyers are the neighbor and the son of the seller? The son of the seller. The seller is son. The one who sells the field, his son, wants to buy it. Says the Shach, you sell it to the son. Don't sell it to the neighbor. Why? This is Be'asita HaYashar Be'atov. That is to do what's honest and what's good, to keep the property in the family as opposed to give it to a stranger. It's also Teshuvat HaRif, Be'balam Etziyah Kufhet, Shita Mekubetzet is quoting the Rif, was basically concluding the same conclusion as the Shach says, if there are two buyers, the neighbor and the son, you prefer to sell it to the son than to sell it to the neighbor. That was the argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and Malachi HaSharet. Malachi HaSharet telling Hashem, we are the Bar Matzra, give us the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling, we are the sons of Hashem. Banim atem la'Hashem Elohechem. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu won. The halacha is, you give it to the son, you don't give it to the neighbor. That's the connection between the two parts in the Mishnah. First, Rabbi Akiva says, Banim atem la'Hashem Elohechem. And then, Chavivin Yisrael shenita lahem keli chemda. First, we are called the sons of Hashem. And then, we are lucky that we got the Torah from Hashem. This small introductory of the Mishnah gives us an idea how important it is to be straight and honest in business. We got the Torah for this reason. If not for this halacha, that Choshev Mishpat, the Tarif, and the Shach concludes that the son comes first before the neighbor, then Hashem would give the Torah to Malachi HaSharet. So our entire Torah, what we have, it is only because of this financial halacha that the halacha rules to give to sell the property to the son as opposed to the neighbor. We all know what Rabbi Akiva says, Ve'avta le'ra'acha kamocha ze kelal gadol batorah. To love your friend, as the Torah says, we just read it yesterday in Parasha, Ve'avta le'ra'acha kamocha, love your friends the same as you love yourself. That is a general major rule in the Torah. How do we fulfill this mitzvah of Ve'avta le'ra'acha kamocha? Same Rabbi Akiva who told us the Mishnah of Chavivin Yisrael shenikru banim, told us this memra, Ve'avta le'ra'acha kamocha, ze kelal gadol batorah. And let's see another memra of Rabbi Akiva. There is an interesting Gemara, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Samech Bet. Gemara is discussing a situation where two people are walking in a desert and they have one jar of water. One of them has a jar of water and the other one runs out of water. They're in such a critical situation that if both are going to drink from the water, both will die. And if the owner who owns the water will drink from the water, he's going to save himself, he's going to keep himself alive, he's going to be able to get out of the desert. But unfortunately, his friend might going to die in the desert. What they should choose? There's a disagreement over there in the Gemara between Ben Parta and Rabbi Akiva. Ben Parta says, Ishtu shnehem ve'al yir'e echad b'mot havero. Both of them should drink and no one should see his friend dying. That's Ben Parta. Rabbi Akiva argue with him. Rabbi Akiva says, Ve'he ahicha imach, hayecha kodmin, your life comes first. If your life at risk, you're supposed to be care about yourself to save your life. Of course you're supposed to be care about your friend's life, but if saving your friend's life, that's going to put your life in danger, which means you're going to lose, in this situation, both of them are going to die. They're going to drink from the water, both will die. We're going to lose two neshamot from Am Yisrael. The Torah says, Beher Hicha Imach, save your life. Same Rabbi Akiva, who told us, Ve'avta le'ra'acha kamocha, the klal gadol b'Torah, love your friend the same as you love yourself, tells us over here, hayecha kodmin. Your life comes first. So how do we fulfill exactly Ve'avta le'ra'acha kamocha? וזה הרמב״ם, very interesting רמב״ם, הלכות דעות פרק ו'. רמב״ם says over there, ואהבת לרעך כמוך. How do we fulfill? How do we take this mitzvah מן הכוח אל הפועל to an action? ואהבת לרעך כמוך. Says the Rambam, praise your friend the same as you like to be praised yourself. Be care about your friend's financials the same as you care about your own financials. יהי ממון חברך חביב עליך כשלך. Be careful about your friend's money the same as you're careful with your own money. And give kavod, give respect and give honor to your friend the same as you like kavod for yourself. We're going to take the middle part of the Rambam. Be care about your friend's financials, be care about your friend's money the same as you care about your own money. That is the mitzvah ve'ahavta le'ra'acha kamocha. There is a Gemara, Masechet Chulin, Daf Tzadik Hei. The Gemara over there is talking about a person who had an animal and the animal died. That's called a nevela, and we're not allowed to eat it. And he wants to sell it to a goy. And a goy, assuming that the Yehudi, a Jewish person, is not gonna have a nevela, so probably if he sells a meat, he buys kosher meat, let's call it. After Shechita, this meat, this animal slaughtered. After Shechita. Do we have to tell the goy, this is a nevela and it's not a shechuta? Says the Gemara, yes, we have to tell him. He wants to buy meat from you, he assumes this is kosher meat, he assumes this is meat after Shechita. Don't make him believe it is a meat of Shechita and you sell him a meat of Nevela. More than that, if a person wants to buy shoes, the shoes made out of leather, and the leather was taken from a dead animal, not a Shechita animal, a dead animal. I believe in the olden days it was very important and people knew exactly what kind of leather they're buying, what's the source of the leather. And they used to sell leather from animals after Shechita and leathers from animals after they were dying, after they were dead. So if he believes that you're selling him leather that comes from an animal after Shechita, you have to tell him, these shoes made out of leather from animal who was dead, not from after Shechita. To be care about your friend's financials, to be care about your friend's money, the same as you care about your own money. The Gemara then gives two reasons for that. One, the quality of the leather from the dead animal is less than the quality of the leather of animal after Shechita. I believe this is a younger animal and healthier animal. And there's another reason, could be this animal died by a poison of a snake, and maybe the poison is in the skin and is in the leather, and that's not going to cause any harm or any danger to the person who's going to wear these shoes. So for these two reasons, we're obligated to tell our friends, this meat, this leather came from an animal after she was died, not from a shechta animal. That's how careful we should be in financials when it comes to our friends' money. And that is the entire Torah. ואהבת לרעך כמוך, זה כלל גדול בתורה. And as the Rambam explains, what's כלל גדול בתורה over here? כלל גדול בתורה is to be care about your friend's money. We have parashat mishpatim in the Torah. Comes right after parashat Yitro. Parashat Yitro describes Matan Torah. מעמד הר סיני. And we all know what הר סיני was. We just said in Haggadah on Pesach, אילו קרבנו להר סיני ולא נתן לנו את התורה, דיינו. If Hashem brought us into הר סיני, to Mount Sinai, and he didn't give us the Torah, that would be good enough for us. And the question arises automatically, what's so special about Mount Sinai if we're not getting the Torah over there? If he brought us to Mount Sinai and he didn't give us the Torah, Dayenu, what's Dayenu about it? What's in Mount Sinai? Maybe if we take us to the Hermon or do some ski, what's so special about Mount Sinai? Take us to the Everest, we'll feel heroes that will climb the Everest. What's in Mount Sinai? But besides that Hashem gave us the Torah on Mount Sinai, in Har Sinai, Am Yisrael saw Hashem in the highest level of Nevuah. וכל העם רואים את הקולות ואת הלפידים ואת הר השם. Everyone saw the glory of Hashem right on top of the har. Before Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu to Har Sinai and told him, Go tell Am Yisrael, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. אלו הדברים אשר תדבר אל עם ישראל, אל בני ישראל. ואתם תהיו שבי for me, ממלכת כהנים, as a priest of kingdom, the goy kadosh and a holy nation. Before Hashem gave us the Torah, it was important for Hashem to announce that we are ממלכת כהנים and goy kadosh for Hashem. And that's beside of Matan Torah, before Hashem gave us the Torah. And basically that was an introductory, that was in Hakdama, before he gave us the Torah. Why it was so important? Let's imagine you take a teenager and you tell him from today on, you're not allowed to eat everywhere you want. You're not allowed to eat whatever you want. You can go whatever you want. You can dress the way you want. It feels like you put him in prison. He's going out of his mind. What do you want to do to me? But if you tell him, your father became the president of the United States of America. And therefore, you can't enter to every restaurant you like. You can't go wherever you want by yourself. The Secret Service has to escort you, they have to make sure you're safe. You are the son of the president of America. Hashem comes over to us before he gave us the Torah and he says to us, "Ve'atem tihyu li mamlechet kohanim ve'goy kadosh." You are my children. You are ממלכת כהנים for me. You are goy kadosh for me. Kedoshim tihyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elohechem. I want to be connected to you. And the only way I can be connected to you, if you're going to keep this Torah, if you're going to follow these instructions, then you're going to be connected to me and I'm going to be connected to you. You're going to be the sons for me and I'm going to be the father for you. What comes after Ma'amad Har Sinai? Right, the next parasha after Parashat Yitro, Parashat Mishpatim. What Parashat Mishpatim talks about? Ki tikne eved ivri, sheshanim ya'avod. If you buy as a servant, you should work for 6 years. Treat them nice. V'tov lo imach. What's tov lo imach? If you have only one piece of meat, you should not eat the meat yourself and have him eat a sandwich. He's a Jewish person. Imach, either is equal to you or more than you. It cannot be less than you. That's the halachot. That's the rules we're learning after Matan Torah. After such a holy ma'amad, standing in front of Hashem, Ma'amad Har Sinai, we heard Hashem is talking, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Achrim Al Panai. I would believe the next halacha we would learn from Hashem, it's how holy the tefillin is. Maybe how tefillah is elevating the person and bringing him so close to Hashem. How Shabbat is a special day that brings the person so close to Hashem. And what does Hashem care about to teach us right after Matan Torah? How to treat your fellow friend. And the right the next halacha is, if a person caused damage to his friend by opening a pit, or if an ox of a person caused damage to his friend's ox, the animal caused damage to the other animal. Financials, that's what we learned right after Matan Torah. Before we learned about the other mitzvot, Hashem wanted to teach us first how to treat each other and how to care about each other's financials. There is a spell Arosh, Pirush Arosh on Masechet Pe'ah, the first Mishnah in Masechet Pe'ah. We say in the Mishnah over there, in the end, everyone says this Mishnah, Elu Devarim She'elam Shiru. Sfarim has this Mishnah, comes on the morning Tfilah, Shacharit. Elu Devarim She'elam Shiru. Elu Devarim She'adam Ase Otam, Ochem Pirutayim Ba'olam Hazeh, Ve'akirin Kaimet Lo Le'olam Haba. Bikur Cholim, Achnasat Orchim, Avaat Shalom Bel Adam Lechavro. Visit a sick person, make peace between two people. Achnasat Orchim, to welcome the guest. Those are the dvarim, says the Mishnah. Elu dvarim she'adam oseh otam, if a person does them. Ochel mipirotehem ba'olam hazeh, ve'akeren keimet lo le'olam haba. He eats from the interest in this world, and the principle, the keren, is reserved for him for the next world. And the Rosh over there is quoting the Gemara. There is a pasuk that says, Imru tzaddik kitov, kiperi ma'alilehem yochelu. That's a pasuk. Imru tzaddik kitov. There is a tzaddik which he is also tov. And the Gemara is asking, what does it mean, tzaddik that is also tov? There is such a tzaddik that is not tov? If he's a tzaddik, he must be good. And if he's not good, then he's not a tzaddik. Imru tzaddik ki tov. What kind of tzaddik that is also tov? The Gemara says, if a person is good between him and Hashem, he's a tzaddik. But if he's not so careful between him and his friend, he's not so good. Imru tzaddik ki tov. If the tzaddik is tzaddik between him and Hashem, and is also tov between him and his fellow friend, that is a tzaddik tov, ki peri ma'al elehim yochelu. Such a tzaddik gets from the schar a little bit, not from the schar itself, from the interest of the schar, from the interest of the rewards that Hashem is rewarding the righteous in this world. And the principle, the main schar, the main reward is kept for him for olam haba. Which means Hashem does not reward people for fulfilling the mitzvot, the general mitzvot in this world. If you keep Shabbat, not necessarily you get schar in this olam. Well, there is a special Gemara that says that if a person honors Shabbat and make onik Shabbat special, that's a segula for wealthiness. It becomes ashir. Ashirim shebebavel b'ma zachu mechabedin et haShabbat. But that's not a schar. Hashem does not reward for the mitzvot in this world, says the Gemara. Schar mitzvah behai al maleka. So we're not getting reward for putting tefillin or putting tzitzit or for blowing the shofar or for doing taking the lulav or eating matzah on Pesach. Hashem does not give sechar for those mitzvot. But for some mitzvot, Hashem does give a little bit from the interest. What mitzvot? Tzaddik itov. Those mitzvot that they are between the person and his fellow friend. Such a mitzvot Hashem rewards, not the reward, but as we said, ki peri ma'al elehim, ha-pri, ha interest, a little bit. Miperim alehim, not all the fruit. Miperim alehim yochelu. And then the Rosh concludes with a line. Lefi sherotze hakadosh baruch hu b'mitzvot sheben adam lachavero yoter mimitzvot sheben adam lamakom. That's amazing, Rosh. Hashem prefer that a person will be careful in the mitzvot between him and his fellow friend more than he wants the person to be careful in the mitzvot between him and Hashem. Rotze Hashem b'mitzvot sheben adam lechavero. What's the mitzvot sheben adam lechavero? To be care about your friend's financials, to be care about your friend's kavod. More than Hashem wants a person to be careful in the mitzvot sheben adam lamakom. Not that we can neglect those, but how careful should we be in the mitzvot of ben adam l'chaveru? That explains, there's another Gemara. I'm going to end with this Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechet Bava Kama. It says the Gemara, Hay man de ba'ele me'eve chasida. If a person wants to be a chasid,
Not talking about the Hasid of these days and age. Hasid of Hashem Yitbarach. Yeah, Hasid, it's the most perfect person. Adam HaShalem. Lekayem Milei Divrachot. You should fulfill the halachot of brachot. Be careful in bad brachot. Ve'amrela Milei Denizikin. And Psalm says to be careful in financials. Milei Denizikin. Ve'amrela Milei De'avot. To keep and to fulfill what Pirkei Avot, which we learn today, these days, to fulfill what Pirkei Avot says. Maharsha over there explains the Gemara. There's no argument here. There's no argument here. But if a person wants to be a Adam HaShalem, there's three territories that they have to be perfect in. First one is Milei Divrachot. Milei Divrachot symbolize the mitzvot between a person and Hashem Yitbarach. Mitzvot Sheben Adam Lamakom. You have to be careful about those mitzvot, to keep them properly. And Brachot especially symbolized the emunah, the faith we have in Hashem. Ve'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem Elohecha shoel me'imach, comes the Gemara and the Resh this pasuk, ma al tikri ma ela me'ah, that we have to say 100 Brachot every day. That's what Hashem Elokecha shoel me'imach. Hashem wants a person to say 100 Brachot a day and to say them with the Kavanah, thanking Hashem, praising Hashem, and 100 Brachot prayed out of the day. That's remembering Hashem in every step of the way. Mitzvot Sheben Adam Lamakom. Ve'amrelai Milei Denizikin. The other territory that a person has to be perfect in order to become a Hasid, to become this perfect person in the eyes of Hashem, it's Milei Denizikin. It's Mitzvot Sheben Adam Lachavero. That a person has to be careful about his friend is money, his friend is kavod, how to treat each other. That's called Milei Denizikin. If a person is perfect in this territory, he can be considered a Hasid of Hashem. Ve'amrela Milei De'avot, Pirkei Avot. What's Pirkei Avot is all about? Pirkei Avot, it's the good manners, the mannerism of the person, to be humble, to be Yehi kevod havercha haviv alecha keshalach. Again, Pirkei Avot talks about the kevod of our friends. Pirkei Avot, that's what we just read in the beginning. Rabbi Akiva said in Pirkei Avot, Chavivin Yisrael shenikru banim, Chavivin Yisrael shenitanem Torah. The entire Torah was given to us for these two reasons. So, that's Pirkei Avot. If a person is Shalem in these three territories, that's called Hasidah, that's called a perfect person in the eyes of Hashem. I'm going to tell a nice story about the wisdom of our judges, our dayanim, that symbolize the importance of Dinei Mamonot. This story was told about on Rav Shlomo Kluger. Once a person picked up a gold coin and somebody jumped on him. This gold coin is mine. Just fell out of my pocket. Before I had a chance to grab it, you picked it up. It's mine. And the other person holds the semitzia, the halacha says, matza ma'ot mifuzarim b'rshut ha-rabim, hare elu shelo. If you find money spread in b'rshut ha-rabim, it's yours. You own it. They came to Rav Shlomo Kluger, arguing about this matter. And Rav Shlomo Kluger realized this person who claimed the gold coin is his is cheating over here. So he told him to step out. And assuming that he's gonna listen behind the door what he talks about. He takes the gold coin and he looks at it and he says loud enough, look, he tells the person who found it, I see a small hole by the right next to the first letter over here. If that's his gold coin, he must know, he must realize there's a hole in the gold coin. So let's call him in. We'll ask him. If he knows this siman, that's his. We're going to turn it to him. If he doesn't know this siman, then it's yours. And sure enough, they're opening the door and they call him in and they're asking him, do you have any siman that this gold coin is yours? And he said, yes, Kvod HaRav, of course. If the Rav is going to look carefully, there is a hole right next to the first letter on the gold coin. So the Rav opened his hand and says, look carefully. There is any hole by the next letter? There is no hole by the first letter. So go find your gold coin. This belongs to your friend. That's not yours. Another nice story. I'm going to end with this. I promise to end with the first one. I'm going to end with the second one. There was an argument between a worker who hired, he was working in a vineyard, and he hired his money by the basement where they kept all the wine, the barrels of the wine. He worked for 2 years and he saved his money those days. He didn't have banks to keep the money. He used to keep the money in basement, in underground. No one had the key to enter this basement. Only him and the owner he worked for. And after he finished his mission, and he went to say shalom to his owner, he wanted to go home. He went down there to get his money. Shod vashever, the money is gone. He's thinking to himself, who took this money? No one is authorized to go into this room. No one has the key to go into this room. Just me and the owner. Must be he took the money. He approached him, he asked him for the money, and the owner says, you're suspicious, me, Chas v'Shalom? Do I look to you like a thief? I don't know what happened to your money. I have no idea where is your money. I paid you, you got your salary, I'm sorry, if you lost your money, it's not my business. You know, when you come to bed in with such an argument, and you claim for your money, you gotta have proofs. The judges will ask you, do you have witnesses? Do you have any proofs that your money was there? Do you have proofs that he stole the money? And the guy has no proofs. That was a secret. He has no proofs that he put his money there. He had no proofs that the owner stole it. So they came to the Rav, and the Rav realized this man with the tears crying for his money is not lying over here. And the owner sits with this smile on his face. Probably he made this Yadoba man. So the Rav looks at him and says, listen, I do not believe you were stealing this money. We're an honest person. But that means that a goy entered your basement with wine. And if a goy entered your basement, I have to announce in the whole city that your wine is forbidden. There is a chashash, there is a concern of Yayin Nesach over here. He made a fast calculation, he's about to lose his whole business. The salary of this poor worker is not worth what he's going to lose. So he said, Kvod HaRav, Hatati Aviti Bashati, I stole the money. And the Rav said to him, En Adam Misim Atzmo Rasha, I do not believe you that you were stealing your money, that you were stealing his money. And he had to go prove it. He went, found the same wallet, same coins, same amount of money, and proving that he was stealing the money in order for the Rav to permit his wine. If we're going to follow the Torah and we're going to be care about each other's financials, that is the favorite person in Hashem's eyes. Yiratzon shenizkeh kulanu lekabel et haTorah b'shlemut, nizkeh la geulah shlemah b'mehrah b'yameinu, amen.